In my eyes are valentines and Easter eggs and New Year's wine. But when my heart finds Christmas,
it is the holiday season here.
My eyes will shine like new.
And I'm so happy to be joined by my little buddy who's been getting himself a tan in places tropical. Looking good, brother. Welcome back to the Maggie Don Show. How are you, friend?
Hey, Maggie. I am great. Thank you for having me. Great to see you back from Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I woke up yesterday.
Did you throw some paper towels?
I did not.
No,
I did
paper
not.
Towel
no,
throwing. Okay,
no,
that's
no,
good.
No, no paper towel throwing. lots of rum and pina coladas and mojitos.
Do you like pina coladas and taking walks in the rain?
We were actually in the rain drinking pina coladas. This week. So yeah, I my life is literally a song.
Yes. You said it, friend. Listen, I want to first say thanks to the texters and callers who made for an incredibly lively discussion. I come into these shows with a plan, and then you all blow my plans up, and I love that. That means we are doing what we should be, which is having a great conversation, even when we disagree. The name-calling, maybe a wee bit less of that. That's a little, you know, juvenile. Also, I'm just going to say this. I love the disagreement. But when you call me a liar or you say, Maggie, you're all full of it or this, that, and the other, listen, let's be specific, because if you're not specific, I can't actually engage the conversation. So if you want to call me a liar, tell me what I said that was inaccurate. If you want to do whataboutism, I'll call that whataboutism, because I had a texter, again, ticked off that Kamala Harris took money from donors. That's because the rules for our elections stink for Democrats. Democrats shouldn't be taking money from billionaires and donors either. But I did point this out, and there are tons of charts out there that you can actually do a comparison. If you take the 10 wealthiest families in the country that donated to political campaigns and you stack up their donations, and one of the things that we're worried about is not just the raw amount of donations, but donations from individualized sources. Right. Like that's because that's how you buy influence. Right. And that's how you control policy. When you stack up those 10 wealthiest families, it was like on a $5 to $1 basis they gave to Donald Trump. So like it's not. What about? Yes, that also stinks and shouldn't happen. And money isn't speech. And Donald Trump got way more of the richest family's money than did Kamala Harris. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids asks a great question. Here's Tyler's question. I wonder if Elon Musk could give every man, woman, and child in America $1 million and still be a millionaire. Should we actually try to do math?
I never do math on the radio.
I think I can do the math on the air. So there's 330 million of us, and $1 million has how many zeros? It has 9 zeros, right?
Six
zeros? Yes, 6 zeros. So $1 million has 6 zeros. So if you add 6 zeros to the 330 million of us, right? So you go from 330 with 6 zeros and you add 6 more zeros, that's 12 zeros. I think that's over Elon Musk. I think that might be $3.3 trillion. I think that's what that is. I will figure that out. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids, I just tried to do math on the radio because they were zero. We're multiplying by tens. I should be able to do it. But I will actually find that answer out for surely and let you know. Because yikes.
My math says $330 trillion.
Oh, that's an even bigger number $3.3 trillion.
But, you know, don't quote
again,
me on it. We're on the radio.
We're on the radio. It's hard to do math on the radio, even when you're somewhatly good at math. By the way, somewhatly, not a real word.
If you say it long
now,
enough,
somewhatly,
it becomes a
money
word.
Money is speech. Corporations are people. Okay, I promised everybody we'd move on, and here I am wallowing in the politics more. Dom, I wanted to talk about fun holiday stuff with you.
Yeah.
Because we are in the season. It is that time. First of all, I wanted to share with everybody, you know, for many of us, this can be a bit of a lonely time, right? If you don't have big family, you don't have a ton of plans. And I think all of us have had those moments in our life where we've been a little lonely. And I wanted to ask you, Dom, like, What do you do when you're feeling either a little sad or a little lonely? Like, how do you pick up your spirits? Do you have advice to people that are listening to pick themselves up if they're feeling a little alone over the holiday season?
Well, I would just, it's very rare. Let's put it that way.
You feel lonely.
When I get the alone time, sometimes it's welcomed. You know, there's a lot of peopling going on in my world these days, and sometimes all the peopling can be overbearing as well. I mean, I think there's a lot of that as well, right? Not just
people can be lonely. Yeah, there's a feeling sometimes even when you're with a lot of people, you can still feel lonely.
Oh, right.
Right? Yeah. That is a very real thing. I describe often, I lived in New York, and sometimes I did feel lonely, but sometimes I felt also like I can be alone in the sea of people, and that worked for me. So I take your point.
Yes, yes.
So just maybe at times that you've been a little sad, what do you do to bring yourself out of it, other than talk smack on the radio, my friend?
Besides that, go for a walk, go to the gym, you know, go grab a drink, engage in the things that you enjoy. You know, it's not always the social part of life, man. You know, self-care is a big thing. And, you know, I'm a very social person, and so I draw energy from other people, and it gives me energy. But if there's a time that I would be sad, and it's so very rare, man. When Dad passed, I drank a lot. I guess that'd be but I wouldn't suggest anyone
doing that. Don't do that. That's
But engage in the activities that bring you joy. If it's reading, if it's sitting down reading a book, do that. If you like going to the gym, working out, you know, do something that you. If you're gonna go to the gym, go do leg day. You know, if you're always a bench press guy, mix it up. Go do some legs.
You know? Do some legs. You'll feel good.
Do some legs, bro. You know, get on that. Do some cardio. Those kinds of things. And that's for me. And everyone's got their hobby and the things they enjoy. I think when you have an opportunity, and you know, because it gets so busy.
It does.
It gets really, really busy. And I'm not a big fan of the word busy, because we can, you know, dig a hole and fill it back up.
Well, it's like everybody has a lovely sense of humor, right? And it is very funny and is also very busy. I've never asked someone, hey, how you doing? And they're like, you know what? I'm real bored and things are super slow at work. I'm just coasting and phoning it in. Like, I don't hear that so much.
I hear it a little bit.
Well, that's just from you, Dom.
Phoning it in, Maggie. So, you know, it is tough. I think, you know, the difficult times for me have been really around family, you know, Pa not being there, you know, Ma not doing too well in the home and all that. So those things, and you reflect and enjoy the times that you had, you know, and I think those are, remember those things and try to then, you know, you can't replicate it. But engage in it. You know, we just went on a trip and we took our adult kids with us. Adley's 22,
so fun.
Izzy's 19.
Yeah.
And it's been so long. And I see them jumping in the ocean, in the waves. And they remind me. It's like when they were kids. When they're just little 6-7-year-olds, you know. And so you can't recreate it. Those days are gone. Every minute that's gone, you can't go get back. But you can make an effort to purposefully engage and try to do those things that bring you joy.
One of the things that, and I don't care where you are in the state of Wisconsin, it can be at a tavern, it can be after a religious service, it can be at your local grocery store. One of the things that I think can help people break out from a funk, if you will, is, hey, just go have a nice little conversation about nothing with a complete stranger.
Right. Yeah.
And like just... like sprinkle a little sunshine and smiles, and like usually in the state of Wisconsin, you will almost like 99.99999% of the time
go to the grocery store. Someone will talk to you at the checkout line.
Give a call. I don't know. Invent some questions, some assistance that you need. Call up a store. You will end up in a conversation. Right. Go to a Starbucks. Someone will end up in conversation because that's what we do here.
Yeah.
We reciprocate those kindnesses. I was reading up on just some of the things to break through loneliness or a little bit of funk. And obviously, I think some of it is like if you feel badly, sometimes you can't fight that. It's just like, oh, not having the best day, but maybe I'll just take a pause today and tomorrow I'm going to get up and go grocery shopping or get some things done.
Self-awareness and knowing that. Because not everyone, you know, some days are great. You know, some days are okay and some days are a little tough. And know that, you know, the great days are never going to last forever. Know the terrible days. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And being able to recognize those. And a lot of those feelings are all within our head. I think that's the other thing, too. I mean, it's so weird. I can wake up some days nothing has changed. The weather's the same. I'm the same weight. Yep. You know what I mean? And some days I'd be in a better mood than others. And why is that? Yep. You know what I mean? But I don't know why that is. There's all sorts of reasons why that could be. But recognizing that today, that's how I'm feeling. And then kind of, you know, adjust for that. Not to overcompensate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just, but like maybe today isn't the best
today's
day.
Today's the best day to do X, Y, or Z.
Right. And, well, reassess tomorrow.
Some days, super efficient. Today, really efficient. Well, I was off for a few days. You know what I mean? Got back today, man. I was like, man, if I could work like this every day, I'd get everything done. Yeah. But, you know, that doesn't last. So, you know, when you're riding that wave, ride it out and get what you can done. And when it's a little slower, at least in your head maybe, and those things and the work things and life things become a little more complicated and burdensome, hold them back off. Lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, you can. Throttle back.
Yep.
Okay, so Dom, wanted to ask you about some of your holiday memories. Do you have a, like, Christmas present that you either gave to your kids or that you got as a kid that was like, oh my God, this is it's the Red Ryder BB gun. Oh my goodness. So excited. It was like the best thing that you ever got or gave as a kid or to your kids.
What I got as a kid.
Yeah.
What was amazing.
Yes.
2XL.
What's 2XL?
2XL was this little robot looking guy. And what do you, and it was basically an 8-track tape. And you put the 8-track in it and it asked you questions. You'd punch it.
Old dude.
And, yeah, I know. you know, it was basically a modified 8-track and you put the buttons over the, label over the buttons and it would answer questions and it'd skip through the tape and it was the coolest.
He was your
thing.
Little buddy.
He was our
you
little buddy.
You had a little buddy.
I had a little buddy, my little 2XL. We were so excited. I must have been 5 or 6 years old.
That's like Teddy Ruxpin. It was like a talking teddy bear. It was super cool. So my like best kid gift ever was a ping pong table. And my parents played this so well. My dad had wrapped up just ping pong paddles and the ping pong balls. And so I unwrap it and I was like, okay, cool. Like, what am I supposed to, what am I supposed to do with this, Dad?
Go hang on the bowling alley.
And he explained he was a kid. He grew up in the city. We used to just play it off the wall, and me and my buddy. And I was thinking to myself, well, that's kind of lame, but okay. It's Dad. I'll give it a good try. And he said, well, you know, I think we've got some good wall space in the basement. So we went down into the basement with my ping pong paddles and balls thinking, this is going to be lame. How long do I have to entertain Dad for with the playing ping pong off the wall? And we came around the corner and there was this huge ping pong table set up. We were probably down there. Now, the funniest part was they still live in the city. So the ping pong table was set up in the furnace room, so it was real hot in there. My dad and I would stay down there for hours. It was like my dad turned into a kid. My mom would be like, Mike, Maggie, dinner. And we're
stop
down
on
there.
The floor.
Yeah, exactly. We're down there whacking the pit, sweating because the furnaces are just pumping out the heat. Apparently, my dad stayed up until approximately 3 o'clock in the morning putting that puppy together.
That's awesome.
Every parent knows that, assembling the Christmas presents into the wee hours of the morning, maybe with a couple of four-letter words. Folks, those sweet dulcet tones you hear are from Dom Salvia. He's my little buddy and yours. He's got the great show that follows mine from 4 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're having a little walk down memory lane in anticipation of the holidays. You want to share some favorite holiday memories? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. When we come back, I want to know about, have you ever had any gruesome sledding incidents, Dominic? Because I've had a couple of near-death experiences, my friend. Again, we want to hear from you all. Favorite memories of any stripe surrounding the holidays. Let's keep it positive. As we wind up this Thursday show, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Brief couple of messages, and we'll be right back. Keep it locked, folks.
When my heart finds Christmas, I hope it finds you too.